Now, in part C, we're going to talk about my favorite long-term projection, which is for gold. This also applies for silver, and it's beginning to carry over. The bullish trend for gold is beginning to travel over into things like copper and oil and so forth. So it's apparent that what's going on is people are putting money into hard assets which have intrinsic value or economic value. Gold is really the king. Silver is the poor man's gold because it sells at a lower price, and the other commodities can take lots of money for big investors who kind of like that sort of stuff. They like gold because they see the economy. They like oil because they see the economy is turning around. Copper is high correlation with economic stuff and so forth. The chart that we're looking at today is the usual one for the Tocqueville Gold, which is, I think, the best of the gold mining funds. There's some differences between this T is constructed in the RSI oscillator, and T1 and T2 are the two Ts. It would appear that if you're looking for something to sort of appreciate really well, this is the good time for gold, running into the second T's June 2011 peak, which basically gives you up to 6 months of upside potential, and that really is for another wave. You can see these trends come on; they can come in waves, and the current wave, according to the short-term charts, has pulled back. But I think that's just a consolidation pattern, and then you're going to prepare for the final run up into a top, which is probably important, as was the top at the end of RST number one. Early I made some comments that Jim Sinclair, who was the gold expert, the precious metals expert, back in the in the 1970s, when the silver was run up by the Hunt brothers, then it collapsed. He was the expert that came in to do the valuation on all the silver properties. Has made a projection near term, which was probably 3 or 4 months ago, that gold would trade at 1650. Well, if it's going to happen, there's the only chance you got, according to the T here, is to drive it in, and you take the current price of gold and you look at 650. That's what he's indicating is the particular upside potential in terms of dollars. There is an interesting thing going on when you look at the blue moving average here. In T number one, you kept pulling back to the blue moving average as you were going on the upside. In this case, the blue moving average has not been touched, and it would be a good idea not to see it being touched. And that is likely because there's a speculative fever is beginning to build in the all these precious metals, or these intrinsic commodities. And that's largely because the people that are being motivated by the generation of money, which has a tendency to dilute the value of the dollar, and since gold is quoted in dollars, that means that the gold, which is not being diluted, has to have a price rise. So that's really all you're doing is getting an inversion between the weakening in the value of the dollar and the rise in the gold price. So I would say that we'll have to get into the shorter term picture later on, but as we close out the year, I just say that he's a reasonable person, it's a reasonable projection, and there's enough time in it. And it's the only, and of course we have a much bigger T, which means that if you do make a speculative move up to June and you do have a big correction, there's going to be another big T someplace along the line, because we have a long way to go on this sort of thing. But the point being that it's something that looks like it's going to get into the into a good run for the next 6 months or so, and that is the place where it tends to show up as a sort of the top of the heap in the performance world. So I think everybody should have some gold. And we'll get to the short-term picture as we go along here. I did take a short-term look at it, and I do think the gold has got some more consolidation to do, but it's a sideways consolidation, and at some point we're going to be able to make some closer judgment on that. But the outlook for the longer term here is different than for the equity market, because the equity market has a large T that's going to try to stop you out, and the 40-year cycle will try to turn you down. in the terms of the equities and so forth, but the gold has one that is turning you up. So it's always better to be on the one that has the, in T-theory, to have the ones that has the long-term favorite, and not the one that you're trying to catch a rally against the trend in equities, which is long-term down. Okay, so that's part C. Now we're going to get to the main feature, which is going to be my new method of analysis, which I think is probably going to become my hallmark, and it will always be in the section D. Thank you.